it. But the rat was even quicker than the cat, and after a week with no success, the samurai returned the cat. This time the vendor pulled out a large and grizzled cat and guaranteed that no rat could escape this master mouser. The rat knew enough to stay clear of this tough alley cat, but when the cat slept, the rat ran about. Half the day the rat would hide, but the other half he again had the run of the place. The samurai brought the cat back to the vendor, who shook his head in despair, saying he had given the samurai his best cat, and there was nothing more he could do. Returning home with his money, the samurai happened upon a monk and sought his advice. After hearing the samurai's story, the monk offered him the services of the cat that lived in the temple. The cat was old and fat, and he scarcely seemed to notice when he was carried away by the doubtful samurai. For 2 weeks the cat did little more than sleep all day and night. The samurai wanted to give the cat back to the temple, but the monk insisted he keep him a while longer, assuring him the cat's days were close to an end. The rat became accustomed to the presence of the lazy old cat, and was soon up to his old tricks, even, on occasion, brazenly dancing around the old cat as